We went to these cul-de-sacs, but they weren't...
Law students canvass a low-income neighborhood on the lookout for homeowners facing foreclosure.
Good afternoon,
hello, sir.
We don't mean to
As they walk
you.
The streets of Pine Hills, a suburb of Orlando, they don't have to go far to find victims of the collapse of the U.S. housing market. This home belongs to Luvon and Thomas Roberson.
We was having problems paying our mortgage.
The Robesons are struggling to stay in their home. They paid a company to help them get a mortgage loan modification, but their loan was not modified, and they say the money they paid to the company was not returned.
They gave us a 100% money back guarantee. We liked it that because if they couldn't get the modification, they was going to give us our money back. It was like we wasn't losing anything.
It's really, really tough for them.
The Robesons now attend a clinic at Florida A&M's law school. These law students, including Christy Collins, are helping them take action in small claims court to recover their money.
You know, the economy isn't such dire straits right now with all these foreclosures and things like that. So people are looking for some sort of answers.
Do you own your home?
According to the Pew Hispanic Center, neighborhoods with large immigrant and minority populations, such as Pine Hills, have been hit hard with foreclosures. Some residents do not speak English. Silvestre Placencia is an immigrant from Cuba. He didn't understand the terms of his variable rate mortgage when he signed the papers during the housing boom. Like many in his neighborhood, he lost his job in the recession and is now facing foreclosure.
My plan? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. What can I do?
More than 2 million American homes are currently in foreclosure. In Florida, one in more than 150 homes received a foreclosure notice in July, the highest number nationwide after California. Florida A&M law professor Eunice Cusad Garcia says the crisis has spawned many companies offering assistance on refinancing.
But they're not legitimate, and basically what they end up doing is stealing people's money, and unfortunately, a lot of times they do lose their homes regardless of seeking the help. Are you the homeowner? Okay.
According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the foreclosure rate is continuing to climb. So these students, while gaining real-world relief for families that risk losing their homes. Steve Moore for VOA News, Orlando, Florida.
So going to the office was like